So obviously we all are really familiar with one of the big challenges we have in our community, and that's the homelessness issue. I've seen it in the headlines even recently with the dismantling of the homeless camps. And so it's top of mind. It's something we might see every day on our way to school or work. And we want to start a conversation. And actually, the conversation's already been started thanks to our friends at Robert Craig Films, who have a movie coming out very soon. They've got a whole plethora of things that really stimulate a conversation and expand it into what's really a great narrative as far as the movie. And I guess there's a novel coming out. Jennifer is on the phone with us, who's with Robert Craig Films. Talk to us a little bit about this exciting new book.
Yeah, Matt, thanks so much for having me. Yes, our book, the novel, is coming out next week, No Address. It's actually based on the critically acclaimed movie here and screenplay for No Address, the movie that will be out in a number of months. And we're really excited to share it because I really think it, you know, kind of takes you on this exploration of hope and humanity and resilience, you know, as these characters that you read in the book that you will soon see in theaters nationwide really navigate, you know, the stormy challenges of life with no address, no physical address. And we see, like you say, we see that everywhere in all of our communities. We studied this crisis for 3 weeks on a bus tour that turned into a documentary, and it really exists everywhere. It's really
so
hard to see.
Why would our listeners be interested in reading a book like this?
You know, the book is inspired by true events, so it really is what we see and experience out there. You know, it's a compelling drama that really just, it captures the heartwarming journey of individuals and really showcases that this could happen to anyone. And I think we see and feel that as much as we lean into a lot of these organizations that are doing phenomenal programs across this country with great wraparound services and providing services to those that are experiencing homelessness. But I think when we really hear and understand the bleak realities of what this looks like, our hope is to really reshape the narrative, see the human side of the situation, you know, and our hope that really, you know, human kindness can work together to reduce homelessness. And I think the book really begins to showcase characters and the gateways into homelessness. You know, many of us see it as addiction or mental health, and there's so many other components, too, that we see to the scenario as far as economics, trauma, abuse, and different things that can happen to any one of us on this journey through life.
And you can find out more. You can pre-order the book. It comes out next week. It's called No Address, a Novel. Just look for it on Amazon. So this isn't a true story. These are fictional characters, correct?
Correct, but it's based on true events. Yes, we've got a number of characters that actually play the roles in the movie. We've got Billy Baldwin, as we all know, so he will be in the movie, and he actually plays, and in the book, his character really comes across as a individual that was a very successful businessman and a couple of bad deals and some things that begin to spiral, and he finds himself and his wife and child in this scenario. We have Xander Berkeley that will be playing in the movie No Address, and his character that's written in the book is really about, you know, a war veteran that's grappling PTSD, you know, transforming his coping mechanisms into drugs, but then pulls himself out of this and really kind of be this cheerleader for those in what we see as street families and really helping people to get to the other side. We also have Ashanti, the Grammy Award winning musician and actress. She's phenomenal in our movie. And she actually plays someone that's really facing addiction and how do we struggle with that and get out of that situation and get help. She's phenomenal, has music in the movie as well. And the book is amazing because as this comes out a week later, Ashanti and I were just in studio recently and she is doing the audiobook. So she's narrating the audiobook, just beautiful voice. And so not only will you purchase this book and really read about the story because it really helps to see the depth of the characters before the movie comes out, No Address, you also can purchase the audiobook as well for Ashanti's mesmerizing voice that's just brings these stories to life.
That's awesome. So what will people get out of this book? How will they be inspired or encouraged or moved that they're not watching on the nightly news in regards to this topic?
Yeah, you know, I think, again, this is a different way that we are hoping that people really see and have more compassion and empathy around the situation, right? We can all be judgmental. We can look at someone and just, you know, see them, you know, skin deep and really think, well, you know, get a job. This you've done this to yourself. And so often, and I know because I personally volunteer in many organizations and have these conversations with the characters in our, like the characters in our book, and that sometimes it's just one turn of events or someone that's not in our life to be there for us that can take us down this road. And so we're hoping really to change the hearts and minds of Americans, to read the depths of each character and understand that these are based on true events. This happens to individuals out, you know, in our communities. We want to change the perception, you know, showcase the human side of things. Our goal is to affect tangible change, you know, to when you inspire compassion and reshape the narrative, people think differently, and we want to educate and have them understand that we all need to come together to help break the no address cycle, because I don't think a lot of people realize what it might feel like to not have a physical address. And in many conversations that I've had with those experiencing homelessness, it's a lonely place. And, you know, they're all God's children, and there's so many untold stories, and they're really not the stories that we think they are. You know, they're real people with real lives that, you know, have journeys. Many of them are lawyers, doctors, mathematicians. I've had these conversations, and, you know, just something has happened and they've gotten off track. You know, and as a community, it's our responsibility to get them back on. And I think the characters in this book are showcased by, you know, the adversity that they face, but then also the advocacy of good people in the community that come forward to lend a helping hand.
Yeah. Again, it's called No Address. It's a novel. You can look it up on Amazon and order it. Comes out September the 10th. The movie, the major motion picture, will be out soon. And again, it's called No Address, written by Ken Abraham. And just look for it on Amazon. After someone reads the book, what are you hoping they do? Obviously, we want them to have more empathy, more compassion, more understanding. Is there some type of action you want them to take after reading this book, or at least you hope they would?
You know, I think that another great step is on October 7th, we will be releasing worldwide our documentary. And I think it's Americans with No Address, and it will be available. If you go to our website, you can find out more information on that, noaddressmovie.com. And Americans with No Address really is an educational piece that really shows what's working, what's not working, and how we got there. And what we found is what is working are so many incredible organizations and agencies across our country that allow all of us as individuals to come in and volunteer, to donate, to come in and really just educate themselves on how it is that we can be that kind and loving community that can actually make tangible change, to not be afraid, to have programs in our communities, you know, to support people, to go in and volunteer, and to really understand. Because I think, you know, as I said earlier, Matt, I think there's just so many times that we all know, and I've been there before too, that we look at someone and we just see, you know, essentially just the cover of them, and really don't know the depths of where they've been and the hope and resiliency of where they can go. And many times they just need all of us as a community to help guide and to look at things differently, change the perception. So my hope is that people will walk away from reading this book, have a sense of empathy and understanding and compassion, and be inspired to act, be inspired to be a part of the solution rather than being resistant to what we think isn't existing there. And, you know, really just to learn firsthand what these individuals are going through. You know, and from that, when you see the documentary, there's just a great educational piece from it. And then when you see the movie and all of these characters come to life on screen, which it will be in theaters nationwide, 2,000 plus theaters in the coming months. We'll have more on the actual date here in the news pretty soon. But I think you see these characters come to life, it really does remind you that this could happen to anyone. Many times people don't think it can. And if you don't think it can, read the book. Go see the movie No Address, because it really could happen to any one of us.
Yeah. Again, the movie, the documentary, the book, you can go to their website, noaddressmovie.com, noaddressmovie.com. It has all the info that you need to dive into this important topic and get a copy of that book. Find out when the movie is coming out to your theater, the documentary, all that good stuff. Again, it's noaddressmovie.com. Thanks, Jennifer, for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Matt. Appreciate being on.